With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel is accusing Hamas of violating the new ceasefire agreement established by President Trump. Israeli officials say Hamas attacked their soldiers this morning, prompting a retaliation. Mr. Trump has warned that if Hamas violates the ceasefire, quote, it will be taken care of. The Navy admiral who leads U.S. military forces in Latin America is stepping down.
In a surprise announcement, Admiral Alvin Halsey, the head of U.S. Southern Command, will retire at the end of December, 2 years ahead of schedule. Reuters reports there had been tension between Admiral Halsey and Defense Secretary Hegseth over operations in the Caribbean. His upcoming departure is noteworthy given the Trump administration's escalating tensions with Venezuela, including the president's authorization of CIA covert operations in that country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The court in southern Russia has convicted 15 captured Ukrainian soldiers of terrorism charges.
Ukraine has denounced the trial as a sham and a violation of international law. The Russian military court sentenced 15 men from the Idar battalion to prison terms ranging from 15 to 21 years. The verdict marks the second mass trial of Ukrainian prisoners of war since March. In the March trial, 23 members of the elite Azov Brigade were convicted on similar charges. Ukraine also denounced that trial as a violation of international law. I'm Karen Shemas.
Wall Street is concerned about the health of the nation's regional banks after a few of them wrote off bad loans to commercial customers in the last 2 weeks. Zions Bank, Western Alliance Bank, and Jefferies disclosed bad investments causing their stock to fall sharply. The FAA says it will allow Boeing to produce more 737 MAX airplanes, increasing its limit that imposed after a door plug flew off last year. This is SRN News. A North Dakota judge has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations for children. District Judge Jackson Lofgren says the law does not discriminate on the basis of sex, and there's little evidence that the state legislature passed the measure for a discriminatory purpose. He also acknowledged that there is, quote, an ongoing international debate regarding the safety and effectiveness of the medical procedures prohibited by the health care law. About half of the states, nearly all of which have majority Republican governments, have banned irreversible surgeries on children for the purpose of living as the opposite sex. Five Christians are going to prison in Iran. Each of the converts will serve 8 years for trying to spread the gospel in the repressive Islamic State. International Christian Concern says, quote, the persecution of Christians in Iran, particularly those who have converted to the faith, has plagued the nation for decades. However, despite seemingly insurmountable odds and threats of imprisonment, many Iranians continue to risk everything for Christ. This is SRN News. Americans have been cutting the fat in a new report on obesity. Correspondent Mike Hempen tells us that the number of states with rates of obesity of 35% or more dropped for the first time in more than a decade.
The rates varied from a low of 25% in Colorado to a high of more than 40% in West Virginia. The CDC data was analyzed by the nonprofit group Trust for America's Health.
The latest CDC figures follow a report last year that found that the overall rate of obesity in the U.S. is holding steady, on average, at about 40%. We have some work to do. Prince Andrew has been banished from the royal world after emails emerged this past week showing he had remained in contact with the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein longer than he had previously admitted. The House of Windsor has finally moved to insulate the monarchy from years of tawdry headlines about Andrew's dodgy friends and suspicious business deals. This is SRN News.